Good morning. Time for our cool conversation. I'm George Plummer. On the program today, we have Minco School Superintendent Kevin Sims. Kevin, appreciate your time this morning.
George, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be with you.
It's been a crazy week, and we're going to kind of try to put it into perspective this morning. So our thanks to Kevin for coming in. A big thanks to our cool conversation sponsors, and they are Community Bank of Oklahoma and Stanley Systems. So a week that nobody thought might happen. It's just one of those crazy things, and it's just been a whirlwind week, I'm sure, for you, Kevin. And it's just the bus crash, of course, that injured the softball players and coaches and everything that's gone on since then. So, first of all, we're glad everybody's, you know, there's no fatalities in the crash, and that's the, you know, most important thing right now, and getting the kids and the coaches healed. So,
well, thank you very much. It is very, very important.
Where were you when you first heard about what happened?
We just completed our monthly school board meeting, and we had a junior high and JV football game against Cashin there at Minco, and so the board meeting was just finished. We were able to get finished pretty early because we had some board members who have kids that play, and I was out watching junior high football game, or JV football game, rather. And I get a call. Ironically, about 30 minutes earlier, I texted one of our softball coaches to see how we had done, played at Anadarko Riverside, and that we had received a phone call that our bus was in an accident, and that we...
Who'd you get the phone call from?
I got it from a player's granddad who had been at the junior high football game, but it was on his way home, and... they have a granddaughter that plays, but that's all I knew was the bus wreck. We've had things happen before, you know, more than once where we had to go take another bus and pick kids up and get a tow truck, and that's kind of what I was thinking. You know, they drove off the road, something happened. I'm driving down 152. I mean, I'm driving pretty good, and four sheriff deputies passed me going over 100 miles an hour, and I'm thinking, okay, this isn't, something's not right. And so I just gunned it and put my flashers on, and it was 9 miles west of Minco. I will just, you know, tell the audience I was not prepared for what I was going to see.
You had no clue.
Oh, no clue. No, I had no idea. And it was kind of in between daylight and dark when I got there, so it was starting to get dark. And I had to walk about where I had to park at. I had to walk about 100 yards, and then I had to go through the bar ditch and up a hill where the bus was. And you know, I can't go into a lot of detail right now because everything's under investigation, but the injuries, when I got up there to the top of the hill, you know, I saw two of our players, and they're just covered in blood, and I realized this is a little different.
Had any ambulances arrived at that point?
They were starting to arrive at that point. I'm not sure that there might have been one ambulance. By the time I left, I swear there were 15 ambulances. I've never seen so many emergency personnel, and I'm so thankful. I turn the corner around the front of the bus, and one of our coaches is laid out in critical condition. And I just keep walking, and I really didn't know what to do, and I just had to ask God to help me, and I walked around to every player that was up there and every coach, and I told them I loved them, and that we're getting them out of there. We're going to be out of there soon. It was a surreal scene that I've never experienced anything like that, George, and don't want to again.
Well, the thing of it is I'm sure you kind of prepare for certain things, but certainly probably not at this level.
No, I mean, we've had students that have passed, obviously. We've had teachers that have passed over the years. Not often, thank goodness. But this was a total wide-scale trauma event that involved many, many people. We had players that were behind the bus that were riding with their parents that witnessed this as well. So there's been a lot of trauma for a lot of girls and the coaches
And the families.
Mm-hmm. And the families, absolutely. The, excuse me. It was very, it was like a war zone, I guess, as someone mentioned that. It was like a war zone. It was very bloody, just to be mm-hmm. honest. You know, the range of injuries, we had one student with a broken neck, one with fractures in her spine, another with a broken back, a student with a crushed hand.
And a couple students, minor injuries.
Right? Yeah, there were some minor injuries, too.
But just a wide perspective, you know, wide range.
Yeah, it was a wide range. One of our coaches, we had two coaches that flew out of the windshield, that went out the windshield, and 4 to 5, I just don't know how many, we don't really know how many, students were ejected out of the side windows of the bus.
A deer apparently ran in front of the bus.
That's what I thought, you know, the highway patrol, and they're not, I can say what they've said because they've said it. You know, and there were a lot of comments, I think, from what I've been told, you know, on some of the news media outlets, you know, on social media, you know, and really at this point, it doesn't matter if our coach swerved or didn't swerve. I mean, it just doesn't matter. The accident happened. You know, Coach Schmidt is a fine, fine man that loves those girls. And it was an accident. And that's why they call them accidents. Mm. But that's what happened. A deer crossed. According to the eyewitness accounts from some parents, the deer hit on the front left side, and the fender smashed into the tire and blew the tire out, and it locked up on him, and he just veered left, and he told me he had no control, but of course it happened so quickly.
Sure,
you know, it was a surreal scene.
All right. And then everything that followed, just the crazy with and you're trying to keep people posted. You're very good about putting things on your Facebook page and things like that. And then the media is reaching out to you and just, you know, you're being pulled.
You know, I got up Monday morning about 5:15. I didn't go to sleep till 10 o'clock Tuesday night. When they got to Oklahoma City, and I'll be honest with you, a little bit of it's a blur, and I've lost some memories of somewhat of what happened up on that hill. We had students in three different hospitals. And I was at Children's Hospital where the first group came into, and made sure they were stable. They were pretty tough injuries, you know. And then the worst of the injuries for the students were sent to Baptist, the trauma unit over there. And so I go to Baptist Hospital, or Integris, and I was able to see every girl over there. A chaplain took me to see every girl, and I got to see their talk to their families. And once I realized they were stable, I made my way to OU Medical where our coaches were. And we were able to make sure that they were at least stable. And one had some surgeries. I was there all night with that family because they had to do two surgeries on one of our coaches who is still in critical condition in the hospital. And then I had to go back to work because I knew the media was going to be. So it was a tough day. Tuesday was a very challenging day.
No doubt. Minco School Superintendent Kevin Sims with us on our Cool Conversation program today. As you mentioned, just a whirlwind week, and talk about dealing with the media and, you know, trying to help out the first responders and OHP and sheriff's deputies and all that. So just,
you know, obviously we're working with Oklahoma Highway Patrol. They're the lead investigators in the accident. I will say they've been very professional and very kind to us. Obviously, and I'll be just honest, I was in no mood to speak to television media on Tuesday. I was tired, And, you know, at this time, we're working with our insurance. We're working with our workman's comp organization. We're going through the business side of things that have to be done. And really, they just – and we canceled school on Tuesday just because, you know, we lost three teachers in the high school. And
yeah, because your coaches are teachers.
Yeah, they're teachers. I mean, two science teachers and then an English teacher. And so – we had to regroup to figure out, okay, how we're going to move forward, and you know, we're going to provide counseling the next, you know, and those types of things. We had, and thankful to Canadian Valley Technology Center, who helped us out a tremendous deal with some of those things, but they just really camped out at Minco at the school, and I told our financial encumbrance clerk and our payroll person that works in my office. I said, I'm going to have to go talk to them. They're going to leave. And so but they were very kind. All of the television reporters were very kind. And I just told them before every interview, I can't go into detail. I'm not going to tell you about who a victim is. I'm not going to tell you what an injury is. But they were very kind. And the stories, you know, turned out pretty well. It was something that it was, I don't know. I lost count, but I think I did 10 interviews that day with television news media. NBC News reached out. Obviously the Tulsa World, the Daily Oklahoman, they reached out as well to visit, and
a lot to try to wrap your arms around, for sure. So I tell you, the support for Minco Schools is just amazing.
And
a lot of teams have reached out. I'm sure people wouldn't even thought of have reached out to pass along their condolences and help, and it's amazing.
I was so immersed in what happened, and my focus since then is just getting, you know, we just want normal. And I don't know when we're gonna have normal, to be honest with you, but that's what we wanted, and it was amazing. I mean, the next day after the accident, you know, Governor Stitt called, Senator Langford called, Senator Mullen called. It's kind of scary. They all had my cell phone number. But they all reached out.
They got it from somebody.
I know. And the State Department of Education has been very kind, and Superintendent Walters reached out. Several other people reached out to us, reached out to others even around the school. The donations are just absolutely incredible. There's an account that was set up in the community for medical costs or money for gas. I mean, when you think you're having to go to, you know, it's just incredible how much this is going to cost some of these folks. And a tremendous amount of money has been raised. Obviously, we had a football game last night that we'll talk about. Mm-hmm. But the donations that are just rolling in, I received a phone call from the Clark High school softball coach from Las Vegas, Nevada. And I said, well, you know, Minco has about 2,000 people. He said, our high school has more than that. And they're sending a donation, or they're sending a box of a care package, mm-hmm, to our softball team. A team from Bellevue, Washington reached out to us. I just didn't realize, you know, how big a story this became. I had no idea. But, I mean, of course, with social media, things like that, but I mean, this was all over the United States about this bus wreck. And, you know, there's a little bit of a firestorm ignited about seatbelts and things of that sort. So I suppose that kind of took off. Just an incredible week.
And people can still donate to the account. It's at First National Bank. And is it going to be at any First National Bank?
Yeah, I think they go to any branch and donate, mm-hmm, to it if they so desire to do that.
And then what's the money going to be used for? Because I know you mentioned insurance and things will take care of a lot of that. But
I really have no part in that, so to speak, those funds. But from what I understand, they will have access to those funds for any, like, parents that have, I know, you know, parents have had to be off work, and so if they need groceries or if they need to pay some medical expenses outside or anything. You know, one cool donation, Dental Depot, the owners of that reached out And any girl that had any dental damages, they said they would treat them for free. And it was just amazing. I mean, things that I would have never thought of, you know.
Right.
That's pretty impressive people in Oklahoma.
And we've seen on social media pages that, you know, Chickasha, Blanchard, Marlowe, Verdon, Mickey, just so many.
Mickey Edwards yesterday in Verdon Schools, they dropped off, I don't know, I say over $1,000 worth of gift cards that Verdon provided, that just people donated to Verdon, you know, gift cards for gas, gift cards to restaurants, things of that sort. The communities of, you know, the school districts of Chickasha and Blanchard and Verdon and Rush Springs, all of them have reached out to us. Let me tell you what AMPO's doing. They're going to have a senior night here pretty soon at softball. Obviously, our softball season's over, and we're going to honor our softball players on senior night with football, okay? So we definitely had a plan that they will be honored. But they've invited our softball team over so they can honor our seniors that night and give them a senior night on a softball field. I mean, just absolutely impressive. Fletcher Public Schools and Amanda Grimes is superintendent over there. They're going to be playing Waucomas on our field on September 23rd, and they're going to honor our softball team that night. I mean, just a lot of things that, you know, the Oklahoma spirit, the Oklahoma standard is different.
Let's talk about the game last night. Apache, big rival game, but really some really special moments before the game.
Well, George, you know me. I'm Minko Bulldog,
yep.
And I love Minko Bulldog football.
Minko, you're Minko through and through, for
I
sure.
I am.
How long a superintendent now?
17 years.
Wow.
I know. It's incredible, really. But last night, the football game was just secondary to me. And I watched a few plays, but I was so busy. And, you know, this year, Patchy's down a little bit, and we knew that, and we know the coaches over there real well. And about halfway through the week, Todd Vell, the superintendent of Apache, reached out to me. And it's called the Pemberton. And they had a tribal princess with the superintendent present to me a Pemberton, which is a blanket. It's a special blanket where prayers have been made on that blanket. And, I mean, just a powerful ceremony that was done. And the whole evening last night, we had most of the first responders that were at the accident and several more. And we had several highway patrol officers and several deputies at this event. Obviously, we had the national anthem, the band and choir sang Amazing Grace. And then we had a prayer and some words by our U.S. Senator James Lankford. He was there. And James Lankford spent time with our football team in private and also with our softball team in private and just spoke words of encouragement to them. It was just incredible, an absolutely incredible environment. The Apache Pemberton, we gave that to the softball team, and they're going to give that to our coach who's in the hospital and lay on his bed. And it was... I'm not doing it justice describing it. It was one of the most incredible scenes I've ever seen.
Coach, still a lot to get through, but you know, you're a man of faith, and I know you rely heavily on that to get you through situations like this, and it's just amazing that, again, no fatalities in the crash. And it's going to – time heals all wounds. I know that's a kind of cliche. But
You know, we're going to provide trauma counseling for our team and coaches and myself, just to be honest with you. It's hard to shake some of that. And you freeze a lot of it out. It's hard to sleep. I'm just telling you by experience this week. We're going to get through this. It's just going to take some time, though, George. It's not going to be easy. A lot of stuff to process for those young ladies. And I would ask, you know, Coach Benj, one of our assistant coaches, you know, he's in a tough fight right now, and he needs prayer. And he's fighting and hanging on, and he was severely, severely injured.
Coach, appreciate your time this morning. So just continued prayers for you and the Minko School District.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.